shot. He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
Welcome in. What's going on? It's a Wednesday. We're here to talk some hockey. Oilers in action tonight. They got the LA Kings back in town. Oh, boy. I mean, the Oilers, they got to get it right on home ice here. Also, you got Ottawa taking on Buffalo, Chicago, St. Louis. And then, of course, Edmonton and LA. What's going on? It's Cody Jansen. World Hockey Report Live. Just had to make sure I was getting some audio there. Was losing it for a second in the headset. But we are presented by Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, the absolute best, the best in the game. Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, no one does it like them. If you're tired of spending too much money, go to ProRock.com today. The best sticks, the best price point, Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, and every game. World Hockey Report presented by Every Game. Tired of shopping around for the best odds on sketchy sportsbooks? Well, stop wasting time. Click on the link in our bio today. Sign up for Every Game Sportsbook. You get the best bonuses and odds. And just for being a World Hockey Report listener, you'll get an awesome surprise when you make a deposit using the link in our bio and punching in promo code WHR. Adam's in early. Let's go, boys. I see Pens and Blue Jackets are the most disappointing right now. Adam's on the ball. Vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. How was the podcast? We haven't talked about it yet. Adam, give us an update. How did it go? How are the Yotes doing down in Tempe right now? But we also asked on Twitter, and you can join the conversation there at World Hockey RPT, or you can connect with me directly on Twitter at JaneronPXP. Who's been the most disappointing team in the NHL so far? You can let us know at World Hockey RPT on Twitter. We'll go through some of your comments. They are starting to roll in here. We'll get to those in a little bit. But of course, we do have hockey tonight on what? Minus 165 on the money line against Buffalo. The over 6.5 is the one that I'm kind of looking at. And I'm going to parlay that in. Do we want to get to our best bets early? Should we get to some best bets early on in the show? Or should we wait for the end? Because we also got a guest coming on the show. I'm really liking the best bet for today. I know Pete put his out. I'm just trying to find it. Pete chucked his out. Ryan Lotsberg's our guest, by the way. Coming on to talk Oilers from Heavy Hockey Network. But also, okay, Pete's got his out. I've got my thoughts. I like the Oilers on the money line and parlay that with Ottawa, Buffalo over 6.5. You'll get about plus 195 if you're going to use Every Game Sportsbook. So basically, put $100 down, you win 195. I like it. Pete's got his own plays, though. And again, he was 3-1 on his 4 NHL best bets last night. He's got the Sens and Sabres over 1.5 in the first period. Love it. Love it. Pete's the guy at first period overs. Blues and Hawks under 6.5 at minus 140. Don't hate it. The Blues can't score. The Blackhawks aren't amazing. I could definitely see that being an under game. But I hate betting unders. But that's why Pete's the professional. And you should sign up. Philly Pete, he's got the absolute best, takes care of his clients like no one else does. And when you're using Every Game, well, you're going to get paid. Because you punch in the promo code WHR, you get the bonus, you use plus 195, and you absolutely cash in. Oilers at home against the LA Kings tonight. Here's Connor McDavid.
At what point do we start to think that it's time to see more of that good game?
Yeah, I mean, the word you're talking about is consistency. Obviously, that's what we want. You know, a more consistent game. You know, like you said, we've had good ones and we've had bad ones, and it's kind of flipping back and forth. So, you know, yeah, definitely need to string them together. You know, you need to go on a little run at some point throughout the year. So,
somehow, consistency is always something NHL teams are going to say they want to find, but I don't think it's realistic to be consistent through 82 games. Tampa didn't win it when they were winning their cups. Colorado wasn't consistent all season last year as they go on to win a Stanley Cup. So I get it. People are going to knock on you, but I find me a team who is consistent through 82 games. I just don't believe it. Adam's on the podcast later tonight. Yotes are waking up to a reality. Bottom feeders. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going for Connor Bedard. No one thought the Coyotes are going to be this wagon of a team, but I think you can put a feather in your cap knowing on home ice, you've competed with a lot of damn good teams and you're not going to be an easy out. It's all you want if you're expected to be a bottom feeder. No one wants to go and lose every game 6-0, but put up a fight, and that's what the Arizona Coyotes have done. And I think anyone can respect that, even though they play out of a college barn, but we won't talk about that, Adam. Hey, give the podcast you're on a shout-out. We'll give it a shout-out on World Hockey Report here, of course. We're all for giving love for other podcasts. And we will dive into your thoughts. Most disappointing team in the NHL. But of course, Oilers, Kings, Retro Reverse Night. I know you've probably seen them, but what are your thoughts on the Retro Reverse jerseys? Connor McDavid, well, he really doesn't give a damn.
I haven't seen it kind of all put together. I'm looking forward to it. Looks like it's going to be a nice jersey.
Were you a jersey guy when you were a kid? Were you into any styles or getting stuff like that?
Not too much. You know, I had my, you know, I had my Leafs jersey and stuff like that, like any Toronto kid, but nothing crazy.
You guys get much.
So yeah, he really doesn't care about the jersey. And I think to be fair, most players probably really don't. But if you got a thought, you can let us know at World Hockey RPT on Twitter as well. We got to run off to a commercial break because when we come back, Ryan Lotsberg is going to join us from Heavy Hockey Network as well. Don't forget, big question of the day for SeatGeek. Most disappointing team this season. Use hashtag WHRLive and we'll read your comments on air next on the Heavy Hockey Network. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
It's World Hockey Report, Cody Jansen with you. Follow us on Twitter, World Hockey RPT. I'm there at Janner on PXP. And don't forget, travel is back, so why not book a trip to your dream sports event with Sports Travel Tours? They've got NHL trips as well as the Spangler Cup, NFL, F1, Premier League packages, and much more at Sports Travel Tours. Dot com. time to talk some Oilers. Ryan Lotsberg, author, journalist. If you haven't read his work on Heavy Hockey Network, I highly suggest going and doing so. He's one of the more entertaining writers, and I like how he throws a little bit of flair on his articles. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Cody.
Hey, always a pleasure. You've got the jersey on. You've got the McDavid sign. You're absolutely buzzed. It even looks like you got a Rogers Place backdrop behind you there. So you're ready to go. It's going to be the Kings. It's going to be the Oilers. McDavid talked about consistency and his, you know, media availability before this one. Where do you think it needs to come from the Oilers? Obviously, they're down some bodies, but that can't spell the end of the world for this team.
No, absolutely not. And like, you lose Evander Kane and that hurts, but they've only had Evander Kane for about half a season and they were still finishing second in the Pacific Division for the couple, 2-3 years prior to getting Kane. So like, this isn't the end of the season for the Oilers, and the consistency needs to come from pretty much everybody but Connor and Leon, because they're the only ones really bringing that.
Well, and Eric put out an interesting tweet about McDavid's 10-game point streak. I think he's got 22 points in it now. Here's this. McDavid's got 22 points during his 10-game point streak, 2.2 points per game. That's wild. That's ridiculous. Does it concern you, though, the depth offenses forwards group has been providing during this streak, and now all of a sudden Yamo's hurt, Evander Kane's out? Like, is that the biggest glaring issue for this team right now?
It's certainly one of the biggest glaring issues, if not the biggest one. Like, there's been a few guys that have pulled the disappearing act this year, which you're looking at Yamamoto, you're looking at Puljujarvi, and Fogel started to turn it on late on this last road trip, but he had disappeared for most of the year too. So like, you need a third line that can contribute some offense, and there's guys with potential for it, like Fogel, McLeod, Puljujarvi, Yamamoto, Holloway. We're just not seeing it yet.
Well, and I think you want to get a little bit more production out of Fogel and Puljujarvi for what you're paying them. You know, they shouldn't be one goal every 15, 20 game guys. That's not what you would expect from them. That's what you'd expect from Zach Cassian, you know, a guy who you dished out. Adams in the chat says Nick Ritchie to Edmonton. That's a hot take, Adam. I love that. We'll throw that up for our SeatGeek hot take of the day. Adams in it with Nick Ritchie to Edmonton. You've seen all these Bo Horvat rumors. Like, do you think there's any chance Ken Holland snoops around there?
The thing with the Oilers adding anybody of value is that it's dollar in, dollar out situation for them. Yeah, we have some cap space with Evander Kane right now, but Kane's going to return before the end of the season. Like, in 3 to 4 months, that puts him in the lineup in late February, early March, I'm guessing. So the Oilers are going to want him for the stretch drive. So once Kane returns, they're not going to have any cap space anymore. So you can't go out and acquire a big player unless you're giving up some money on the other side, like moving a Barry or a Puljujarvi or a Fogel. So
you don't think there's any chance they put Kane in the stands until playoffs?
I don't think there is. Like, believe it or not, there are rules against that. Kucherov is the example that everyone goes to, but he might have been ready a week or two before the playoffs start, whereas Kane, it's going to be a month or 6 weeks before the playoffs. So I don't think the Oilers would be able to get away with that.
Man, I don't know. I've got a gut feeling that, like, maybe they do try use the cap. Because like, teams like Tampa have been successful doing it. So again, it's obviously kind of a hopes and dreams thing, but I think it is going to be interesting to follow. What's your take on the goaltending situation right now? Like, it's not a hot take to say Stuart Skinner's outperformed Jack Campbell, but also we're counting on a sample size of less than 20 games here.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be an ebbs and flows in every season. And even if you look at Campbell's season last year, there was a stretch where he was one of the best in the league, and there was a stretch where he was one of the worst in the league. So you're going to see both from Campbell at different points throughout the season. It just sucks that we're seeing the really poor version of him right now.
Does playing against Todd McClellan again give you any worries if you're the Oilers tonight, knowing how well he matched up against your team last season without the likes of Drew Doughty?
I mean, there's always that fear. The Kings are a good team. Let's give
credit. I wouldn't go that far. They're an okay team.
They're an okay team. They're getting contributions from a lot of guys this year. They have 8 forwards over 10 points, and then Drew Doughty at 10 points as well. They're scoring on a per-game basis. It's less than the Oilers, but they've scored one more goal in them so far. They've played 2 more games. That plays a role too, but similar teams that are – the Oilers and Kings are both scoring a lot and allowing a lot. So it should be an interesting one tonight.
And see, I'm a little scared to go with the over in this game. I don't know. Something about a Wednesday night game just kind of scares me away from the over at 6.5. Also, shout out to Scott in the conversation here. I didn't see this. Mason Appleton is going to be out 8 to 12 weeks with an upper body injury. It's wrist surgery, allegedly. That's what it sounds like for Mason Appleton. Sucks for the Jets, but well, you're the Jets anyways. But okay, back to the Oilers and Kings here. How do I word this good? Because it was going off in the group chat. I don't like to, you know, dive too much into there. Darnell Nurse, where do you stand on him, his current contract, and his current contributions? I know a couple of, you know, national media members have taken some subtle shots at him of recent.
Yeah, for sure. And I think back to the Leon Draisaitl deal. Everyone's like, 8.5 for Leon Draisaitl. Oh my God, that is way too much for him, right? But now we look at it as one of the best contracts in the league. I'm not saying that Nurse is going to evolve to that, but as we watch the cap rise over the next few seasons and as we watch him settle into this new role and new expectations at making that much money, I think it'll be less of a terrible contract. So do I think he's worth 9.5 right now? No, but I think the contract will be less glaringly bad as time goes on.
You see Philip Broberg's goal last night? How nasty was that? That kid's going to be something special too. And again, I think there's almost too many prospects in the pipeline out that back end where you don't win with skilled defenses. You still have to add a little bit more grit. And that's kind of where I think the Oilers should probably look to add to really better this team, because everyone wants to go and rag on the goaltending. Everyone wants to go rag on the defense. Well, they just don't have enough meat and potatoes back there, I don't think.
That's a totally fair criticism. Like, adding another shutdown type D would be great, but I think the bigger issue is we got guys that are playing over their heads right now. Like, I don't think we have anybody that's a true number one right defenseman. I think he played one on TV last year, but I don't think he's actually that guy. I think Bouchard is on his way, but he's not quite there as we sit here talking today. And same thing on 2 left D. You got Brett Kulak, who has cameoed as one before, but in a long-term situation, I don't think he's a legit 2LD. I think Broberg can step into that role, whether it happens tomorrow or whether it happens by the end of the year or even next year remains to be seen. But I think Broberg is the future second pair left D.
I think so. But again, that's just the skill. I don't see the bite in his game. I don't see the extra grit that you want to see from Bouchard. You want to see him get a little pissed off once in a while. You want to see him slash, hack, cross check. Like, that's where you see the difference. Like, we even saw with Cale Makar in the playoffs last year, where he's taken, you know, extra whacks at McDavid and Draisaitl. That's what I want for my defenseman. I don't see that in the Oilers right now.
Totally fair. But like, I look at Broberg, who put on a lot of muscle over the summer with that goal in mind, trying to be a little bit more physical. And I think you can arrange the pairs in a way where you got a guy who can at least pretend to bring that a little bit on a given night on every pair. Like, you put Bouchard with Nurse. Yeah, it's a little high event, but how good they are offensively and how good Bouchard is with McDavid, I think that makes a lot of sense. You could put CeCe on a second pairing with Broberg eventually whenever Broberg comes up. CeCe's got a little bit more size and meat to his game. Then you go Kulak-Berry on the bottom pair. You get a little bit of everything on every pair in that scenario, which I think is good. It's good for balance. You get good puck moving and you get a little bit of physicality as well.
Give me your assessment of Dylan Holloway so far.
He's kind of a victim of his own success in the preseason. Like, the expectations were already high on the kid. Like, he was expected to make the team out of camp, and he did, but just the offensive success that he had raised the expectations too high. Like, starting him in the top six was always a mistake. It always was. And what happened in his first shift? Giveaway, goal against. Then a couple of games later, he gets hit by Labushkin and he misses some time. So, yeah, it's a slow start and it's been a bit of a reality check. And that can be tough on a young guy mentally. But I feel like Holloway is a smart enough kid and a good enough skater to pull himself out of it.
And I know a lot of people say, hey, wait until American Thanksgiving to really judge teams and their success and their start to the season. Do you think the Oilers are still the best team in the Pacific?
I still think so. Vegas is going to come back down to earth eventually. Like, they can't sustain this pace forever.
Oilers fans hope, at least.
I hope so. I mean, Logan Thompson's been unbelievable, and a healthy Jack Eichel is something to behold for sure. But I think if the Oilers are also fully healthy and firing on all cylinders, they can be right there with Vegas as well. I thought Calgary is a bit of a pretender. They're a playoff team, but I don't think they're the best in the division at all, and we're starting to see that. Like, Huberto's played up and down the lineup all year, and he's been very inconsistent, so like, I don't think the Flames are quite where Flames fans thought they would be. So, yeah, I put the Oilers right there in the mix as the best team in the Pacific.
Well, the Flames have guys who played in, you know, the Cupcake East, so they're going to put up points and they're going to put up flashy numbers. And Jacob Markstrom is not a starter. I mean, he hasn't done it consistently over the course of multiple seasons, and in playoffs and the biggest moments, he's choked. So I was never really fully sold on their success. I think that's always played up, but that's just how certain people and maybe certain followers of World Hockey Report are going to want to tell us how it is. Who's been, you know, it's the question on Twitter, and we're going to get to all of your answers next at World Hockey RPT if you want to tweet at us. Who's been your most disappointing team so far this season?
I mean, it's hard to ignore the Blues' free fall from near the top to where they are now, but the excitement level for Ottawa was a lot higher, so I guess I'm more disappointed in Ottawa. But I think if you look at peer expectations of where they should finish in the standings, it's the Blues. But I was more excited about the Sens and their potential push for a playoff spot, but that's not happening.
See, a lot of people have chimed in with that as well, and I just didn't see the hype preseason, maybe. Again, someone can jump in the chat right now and tell me I'm crazy, but I really didn't have that high of expectations for Ottawa. I thought that they were going to be better. They made steps to improve their team currently, but I still don't think anyone saw them as a playoff team. So, like, it's...
I'm not saying I did either.
But it's the Blues, I think the Blues, you know, they beat the Oilers 2-0. They play a near-perfect game, and then they just self-implode. So I don't know what the hell is going on there.
Yeah, that came out of the blue. Pardon the pun. their roster is too good for them to be as bad as they've been. But we've seen it before in 2019 when they were last place in January and won the cup. So I wouldn't write them off just yet. But they've been disappointing for sure.
I think ahead of the Blues in my mind, Washington has to be up there. Based on what they've added, and they've decided they want to go for another run with Ovi. And then Columbus. Obviously, that's a team that has acquired star power somehow, and they just haven't performed. Yeah, sure, they're not deep. Yeah, they've got injuries. Yeah, their goaltending ain't great. But again, I just think that disappointing means they haven't lived up to expectation. Doesn't matter the circumstance. And that's been the most disappointing team in my mind.
I actually thought
we still got you there
a little bit this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. So, I just thought, you know, adding Kemper and stuff like that. I thought that they were really going to make another push. Straight off the pipe, our guys, do you think Bruce Boudreau is living on borrowed time? Well, I think it was Weeksy and Buchigras who said, I mean, he's a fired coach walking through the motions right now. So, you know, he's on borrowed time. But also, like, is there really anyone better who is going to step into Vancouver and change that situation right now? Ryan, your thoughts?
It's hard to say. I think Trotz is the only real name out there right now.
He ain't going to Vancouver. He's not dealing with those Swedes.
But he wants to go to a Canadian team, potentially. And I don't think the Leafs opportunity is going to come open in the immediate future. But like, Trotz is going to do what he wants. And I agree. I don't think he actually will. And I think Boudreaux has a little bit of a longer leash because he's a veteran coach and he did have success with them last season. Like, I don't think Vancouver is in a total panic right now. Whether they should be or not is another question. But I agree with you. I don't think there's anybody really that much better than Boudreaux that can come in and reverse the fortunes like he kind of did.
See, like, I don't think a Rick Tocchet is going to actually save the day. And that's a name I've continuously heard thrown around. I don't think he has interest in coaching in Vancouver. I don't really think he would move the needle for that team either. So that's why I say they're probably just going to stick with Bruce until A, they can't bear it, or B, they're just like, hey, it's close enough to the end of the season. Let's just punt on it. Sorry, Bruce, you're gone. Have an assistant coach take over in the summer. You got to hit the rebuild button or something.
And do they really want to have another, like 2 years in a row? Do they want to be paying a coach, not the coach? Like you paid Travis Green, not the coach last year, and then you're thinking of doing it with Boudreaux again this year. Like, I don't know if ownership's going to want that.
Yeah, that's a tough situation, but it's Vancouver nonetheless, and Canucks fans are going to lose their mind no matter what. Hey, are you a soccer guy?
I'm an international soccer guy.
Okay, so you're going to be a soccer guy then for World Cup. How's Canada going to do?
They're in a tough group. Like, I think they'll get a win, but I don't see them getting out of the group stage. Like, Belgium is really good, and Croatia is always strong, so I'm not entirely sure how they'll fare.
Well, that's what the internet tells me also, but I'm hoping Canada can, you know, pick up a win or a win in a draw, you know, like somehow, maybe an upset.
I think their playing style lends itself to a potential upset. Like, they're scrappy, they're gritty, and they have guys who are pretty opportunistic. So I think there's a chance, but I'm not putting my money on it.
Ryan, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to talk some Oilers. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks for having me, Cody.
We're back after the break to recap your answers and more on World Hockey Report. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
All right, let's wrap up the show. It's World Hockey Report. Huge thanks to Ryan Lotsberg for hopping on and talking Oilers. Oilers Kings tonight. Oh boy, the World Cup talk got everyone going. We'll get to that in a little bit here. Adam, Team Mexico, Arriba, no thanks. No thanks. Hey, we asked the question on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. You got a couple minutes to get it in. Who's been the most disappointing team in the NHL this season? Our guy Adams going with Pittsburgh or Columbus. Fully agree with Columbus. Pittsburgh, I never had faith in, so I don't agree there. Again, you got a thought, get it in the chat right now. Bruce Idison says Canucks. Ellen Schwarms going with Columbus. Kyle says St. Louis, but they're getting better. St. Louis going to be that much better? I don't know. I don't have too much faith in them. The Blues, Caps, and maybe Flames from Jared. I agree with Caps and Flames 100%. Our boy Tyler says Caps were bound to take a step back given the age and roster and injury bug. Hopefully the young guys step up when they get chances and we get healthy before the All-Star break. Yeah, the Caps have definitely been disappointing. I'll give you that one. Since everyone had them ahead of the Wings, but it doesn't look that way so far. Captain Larkin, I don't know who had the Sens above the Wings. Show me that guy. Tag us on Twitter if you know that guy at World Hockey RPT, because that seems like a hot take that I haven't heard. Brooks says Ottawa without a doubt. Ian, Calgary. When it was in the midst of a 7-game winless slump, but before and after that, it's a tie between Ottawa and St. Louis. I think the Flames have been disappointing, but also I think they were overhyped. Ross Murray says the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's a fair one. Nico is going with Ottawa. I was excited for them to be my backup team. You can't have a backup team. We've discussed this before. You've got a favorite team or you can frick off. There's no backup teams kicking around here on World Hockey Report. Mainlander Tim, Edmonton for... Oh, okay, I should read these before I... Well, read these in my head before I start reading them out loud. Mainlander Tim, that's a... Whew, interesting one, but I agree. And we'll let some of the allegations and we'll let some of the conversations come out, Mainlander Tim, before we dive into it. But yes, there's certainly been issues at Hockey Canada. And I think that there's issues around other aspects of the hockey world too. Noah says the Edmonton Oilers, Sherwood Park Dad say the Vancouver Canucks, but it's not even close. Yeah, Vancouver's disappointing, but what's new in Canucks land? PK Hab says Buffalo. Dorky Nerd says shut up about Buffalo. They're the youngest team in the league. Yeah, that's fair. I don't think no one had too high of expectations for Buffalo. Look at their goaltending. Jordy's going with the Canucks. Tenkrat's going Sens. Eric, our former producer. Producer Eric, shout out to him. He's the best. Says Edmonton. Has Edmonton been that disappointing, Eric? Yes, we all had high expectations for them. So they have been disappointing. The most disappointing, wouldn't throw them in that category. Bruce Gunther agrees, though. Shout out to Bruce. Fantasy Hockey Hacks, one of the best podcasts going. James is in late, says Ottawa. All preseason saw was how they're going to be blast right past us due to their acquisition and set the league all right. And by us, well, he doesn't always get a Red Wings. So there we go. More Red Wings people not happy with Ottawa folks. And we've said we were going to get your World Cup takes in. I think it starts Sunday. Sunday the 20th. I think it's Sunday. But again, if you got a World Cup thought, go Canada. Obviously, no one would ever cheer for USA in this. So how's Canada going to do? Kellen, our boy Natro, saying optimistically and really optimistic, round of eight. That's bold. RC, depends on if the defenders can handle the higher quality attackers. We know our midfield and attackers can play at a high level, but if our defenders get shredded, won't matter if we score four goals but let in six. Interesting. That's not an actual, you know, guess of where they're going to end up or a position. And Baduhan Moore says semifinal, final. That's a hot take. That's what we like to see. Adam says, what about Anaheim? Weren't supposed to be winning, but they're supposed to be better. Well, Adam, they're so young. They've got so much young talent. And John Gibson, I still don't know exactly where I sit on that one. But it's an interesting one. It's a very interesting one. Don't forget, World Hockey Report presented by Every Game. Use the link in our bio, punch in promo code WHR. Ooh, I almost butchered that one. Promo code WHR. You guys heard it. I didn't mess up there. Always appreciate everyone hopping in. Enjoy the Oilers game tonight. That's going to be fun. Oilers, Kings, prime time, Wednesday night. There's nothing else on TV. Check it out. I got the Oilers money line, and I'm parlaying that with the over in the Sens Sabres game. over 6.5, parlayed with the Oilers money line plus 195 on every day. Go cash out or go sign up with our boy Philly Pete to do so from a professional. Until next week, everyone, be kind, be better.